We come into meditation, grounding, centering, gathering our energy. Sitting in a way that is comfortable, bringing a tall spine. And so that means sitting in a way that gives enough support for the spine to be tall and at ease. Whatever is going on around you and in your field, you let it be. So in my field at the moment, there's a kid bedtime going on in the background. You may hear or not hear it, probably not. But what we do when we come in to sit, no matter the conditions around us, we cast in a way a protective circle around the place of meditation. It's almost like the posture of stillness itself does this. As the body comes into steadiness, uprightness, we bring our energy and our attention to the experience of steadiness and uprightness. There comes to be a field around the body. You can feel it. Almost like there's a space around the body beyond which all of the swirling of the world is happening. Whether that's voices or machines, sounds of different kinds, animals, weather sounds. And of course, far away, but palpable through the psychic web, all the drama of the world, the many tragedies, the many celebrations. We know this is all happening all at once. But we bring our attention to this field of steadiness. And you might, if it's difficult to become still in the body, you might focus on the stillness around the body. And in a way, press the stillness outward to make a clearer circle or field around the body. If you're in a room alone or with others that are still, let that field of steadiness be as large as the room. And let the walls, if you're inside, support this sense of being in a protected space. A protected space becomes a sacred space. A space of practice, of discipline, of celebration and love of this life. With stillness, the expression of celebration. Curiosity. So we let the stillness inside and outside the body deepen, breath by breath. And so as we arrive in stillness, or something like stillness, stillness really just means that the attention is gathered in the body and we're not following the impulses toward extra movement. But the breath is moving, the body is moving with the various waves of energy and inner cycle, fluid washing through. I'm just relaxing back into that. Like the attention floats on the rising and falling waves of the breath. Feeling the breath rise in the belly and chest and then fall. And if you want to use the breath to support calming and relaxing, you might really slow down the inhale and really lengthen the exhale. Letting the tongue rest on the roof of the mouth. The breath can flow through the throat center with a very soft hiss. And this helps to slow the breath even more. Swirl it through the back of the mouth and nose. This breath called victorious or Ujjayi. And just help in gathering, steadying the energy. The general guideline for energy is that if the energy is dull and you need to wake up a bit, deepen the in-breath, speed up the breath. Hold the breath in for a bit. Or if the energy is buzzy and you need to settle or calm, lengthen the out breath or make the in and out breaths long and even with a pause between each side of the breath, going for steadiness. So noticing what's here, sensations of the body, the movement of the breath. Notice your mood, any feeling, tone that's here. And just as a hint toward the practice of understanding wakefulness and sleep and dreaming, you might ask yourself every once in a while, like now, am I dreaming? Could this be a dream right now? See how you would know. Sometimes if you can feel very particular sensations, the sensation of weight as you feel the body resting on the chair or cushion or floor, or if you open your eyes and see what's in front of you and then close them again, and really notice the appearing and disappearing of image. Many things like this can be signs that you're awake. But even asking the question is part of the training. So you just ask the question, am I dreaming? And then you let it go. Come back to feeling the steadiness of the body, the field of stillness around the body. Feeling the rise and fall of the breath. And anytime you notice the mind losing the breath in the body and beginning to tell a story, to wander into narrative, to move into thinking about past or future. As soon as you notice, bring attention back to the body. Feel the stillness and the breath. Like you could set aside the impulse toward thinking. You could set it outside of the boundary of stillness, just as all the conversations that other people are having and all the activity of the world. Courses on outside of your boundary. You hold the field. And at the center of that field, just relaxing, delighting, landing more and more clearly into being exactly where you are. So we'll practice in this way in silence for a bit here. chant the opening, the evening puja, the dedication of offerings in Pali. Here at the beginning of our series, I'll chant it in Pali and English one line at a time. So we'll go back and forth between the two. And when it says bow, traditionally you would be on your knees and bow toward an altar from the kneeling position. This is in the Thai forest tradition. Here I'll just bow as if toward our circle, and you can do the bowing practice if that feels good to you. Or you can continue to rest in the field of steadiness. These ancient words, this invocation, praises the triple gem of Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, asks that our offerings to the triple gem are received. Really, this, you can think of the sincerity of your practice as the primary offering. And then we offer a bow to each of these beautiful supports for practice, Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. So, a dedication of offerings. Yo so bhagavara hung samma sambuddho, to the Blessed One, the Lord who fully attained perfect enlightenment. Svakato yena bhagavata dhammo, to the teaching which he expounded so well. Supatipanno yasa bhagavato savaka sango, and to the Blessed One's disciples who have practiced well. Tamayang bhagavantang sadhammang sasangam, to these the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha. Imehi sakare hi yatarang aropitehi abhipujayama. We render with offerings our rightful homage. Sadunno bante bhagava suchira parini bhutopi. It is well for us that the Blessed One, having attained liberation, Pachima janatanu kampamanasa, still had compassion for later generations. Immesakare dungatapanna karabhute patiganatu. May these simple offerings be accepted. Amha kangdigaratang hitaya sukaya, for our long-lasting benefit and for the happiness it gives us. Arahang Samma Sambuddho Bhagava, the Lord, the perfectly enlightened and blessed one, Bundang Bhagavantang Abhivademi, I render homage to the Buddha, the blessed one. Svakato bhagavata dhammo, the teaching so completely explained by him, dhammang namasami, I bow to the Dhamma. Supatipanno bhagavato savaka sangho, the Blessed One's disciples who have practiced well. Sangham namami, I bow to the Sangha. And then the homage to the Buddha three times. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Homage to the Blessed, Noble, and Perfectly Enlightened One. Homage to the blessed, noble, and perfectly enlightened one. Homage to the blessed, noble, and perfectly enlightened one. Hi, blessings in your practice. Thanks for watching. If these resources are supportive for your meditation and your practice, liking and subscribing helps the channel. And there are links in the description below to donate to support the Sangha and my own teaching. And you're welcome to come and join the Tuesday night gathering, which is on donation and open to all. And you can find information for that on the website. So blessings in your practice. Take care.